This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of February the 2nd, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
From the Vietnam News Agency, January 28th. The European Union will provide 15 million euros to carry out projects on sustainable development in the state of Chiapas under a cooperation agreement signed on Tuesday, January 28th. The newly signed agreement was within a framework of the Economic and Political Cooperation Agreement between the EU and Mexico, which took effect in October 2000. The sum will contribute to Chiapas's efforts in poverty reduction, protection of natural resources, and enforcement of state policies on social development. From Associated Press, an update on the Juarez femicide. Mexico named a special prosecutor to handle the politically sensitive job of investigating the killings of women in the Mexican border town of Juarez. Over 350 women have been killed over the past decade in Juarez across the border from El Paso, Texas. Mexico's Attorney General, Rafael Macedo de la Concha, announced in April that his agency would take over some of the cases from state officials. On Friday, January 30th, Macedo named Maria Lopez Urbina, the former representative of his office in the state of Coahuila, to head the federal team. An AP report reveals that money sent back to Mexico by workers living in the U.S. hit a record $13.3 billion last year, surpassing foreign investment inflows for the first time. Statistics from the Bank of Mexico issued this week show remittances 35% higher than in 2002. The average transfer was $321. In its fourth quarter inflation report, the central bank said the 2003 transfers beat foreign direct investment, which hit a seven-year low of $11 billion. The important growth in transfers reflects, on the one hand, improved monitoring of inflows, and on the other, a large number of immigrants, the central bank said. Desde La Jornada, Germán Bellinghausen, San Cristóbal de las Casas, 31 de enero. El relator especial de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas para los Pueblos Indígenas, Rodolfo Stavenhagen, demandó al Congreso de la Unión reabrir el debate sobre la reforma constitucional en materia indígena, con el objeto de establecer claramente todos los derechos fundamentales de los pueblos indígenas de acuerdo con la legislación internacional vigente y con apego a los principios firmados en los acuerdos de San Andrés. Para el relator especial de la ONU, los conflictos agrarios y ambientales son tan importantes como el proceso de la paz, y recomienda al Estado mexicano respetar la existencia de los caracoles y las juntas del buen gobierno, y mantener en todo momento su disponibilidad a colaborar con estas instancias cuando sea requerido, con el objeto de facilitar una solución pacífica al conflicto en Chiapas. Dijo Stavenhagen a la ONU, ninguna comunidad indígena deberá ser reubicada contra su voluntad fuera de la reserva de la biosfera de Montes Azules. Cualquier esquema de reubicación de las comunidades asentadas en la reserva deberá ser acordada por consenso de todas las partes. La preservación y protección de las tierras, territorios y recursos de los pueblos y comunidades indígenas debe tener prioridad por encima de cualquier otro interés en la solución de los conflictos agrarios. Excepcionalmente, una recomendación no va dirigida al gobierno, sino al Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional, al cual le propone reanudar los contactos con las diferentes instancias del Estado mexicano para reactivar un proceso de diálogo que pueda conducir a una paz justa y duradera en el respeto absoluto a los derechos fundamentales de los pueblos indígenas. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.